Oklahoma. Fuck. Oklahoma.
Chronicle. Didn't fuck it up that time.
Yeah.
I'm owed $10. So, how's everybody doing? Hope you all enjoyed the zombie Jesus and aliens episode.
Oh my.
Yeah, oh my indeed. It was good stuff. The music, as always, is Needy Eevee. Check him out on Facebook. NEEDY EEVY. Good group of girls from Fresno, California. They focus in mainly the punk genre.
I fucking love them.
Of audio. And,
pretty hot.
Yeah. And tonight with us, we actually got a special guest, the buddy Highbird.
What up?
Working with him at my warehouse job. I met him there, and we pretty much hit it off. He's cool people. And
come twice.
Yeah. It was good.
So that's new. I didn't know that.
Well,
you guys are sitting pretty close together.
Just don't say anything. Let them think what goes on.
Leave it to the imagination.
Exactly. Let them piece it together.
Because I'm piecing it all together right now.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Piece.
Yeah.
So,
his piece.
Oh, together?
Together, yeah.
His piecing together. So check it out. Last night, man, it was Halloween. I took my boy trick-or-treating. He's 4 years old. Halloween costumes, man, aren't as cool as they used to be when we were kids. But maybe it's just because when we were kids, they were fucking, you know, like they might have been a little bit more together, and they weren't just some sort of polyester jumpsuit and a mask.
Yeah, those jumpsuits kill me. Like if you got a chubby kid in a Buzz Lightyear, he doesn't look like Buzz Lightyear.
Right,
he looks like a chubby kid in a Buzz Lightyear onesie.
Why are you going to get a kid a Bumblebee outfit where it's just like a polyester jumpsuit that with just a bunch of robot pieces printed onto the shit, and then he has gray pants? Because we all know that Transformers all wear gray slacks.
Yeah.
And some sort of plastic Bumblebee mask and only goes over half his face.
I was always poor. Yeah, I couldn't afford shit. So yeah. I had to do the
You know
same
what?
Thing.
Creativity. It was all about creativity.
Exactly.
What they did for me is they bought me a clown outfit when I was younger. And instead of just being a clown, I was Homie the Clown.
Exactly.
With a sock, with some socks, and they smacking other little fuckers. Telling them, Homie, don't play that.
Homie, don't play that.
I had a little too much fun.
Hey, speaking of which, real quick sidebar, they're bringing back In Living Color.
What?
I heard.
Yeah. Yeah.
Is it going to be the full series or is it just
it's
like
all
a reunion?
New. All new.
Nice.
All new.
Wow. That'd be awesome.
Right? I wonder if
one of the cast.
Wonder if Jennifer Lopez is going to be a Fly Girl.
Guest star of the Fly Girl.
I guess a Fly Girl alumnus.
I wonder if Sean Wings is going to be the DJ again. DJ Spice One or whatever the fuck he was. Remember that? He was a DJ.
You think Jim Carrey will get back on there?
Oh, I think he'll come on. What about, what was the chick's name? The fucking barbarian chick.
Oh.
He's like, oh, he's like, yeah,
oh,
that
I know exactly what you're talking about.
With the pigtails
with that fucked up laugh.
Oh, great.
So anyway, back to the costumes. My son was a Red Power Ranger, and I mean, dude, the Power Ranger shit's all the same every year.
They fell off.
Yeah, it's they jumped the shark.
But
dude, okay, my son did not nap at all yesterday, and so when we're taking him trick-or-treating, he's just acting like, fuck all this.
Yeah.
You carry me to the door, you knock on the door, and then
I'll say treat.
Yeah, I'll just look at him, and then you let him know what's going on, and then you can just put the candy in my bag that you're holding out for me, and then we go to the next house. And I realize I'm not going to be some sort of fucking Sherpa to my 4-year-old trick-or-treat. I'm not going to be a trick-or-treating Sherpa.
So you might as well be doing all the work.
Exactly, right? I might as well be with the Red Power Ranger.
With a picture
exactly.
of my son.
Wearing a costume.
With a picture of my son saying, I'm getting this candy for him.
Yeah.
When I get
yeah.
home, he'll...
See, but then I get... But knowing me, I'd have to add some sort of story, like he has leukemia or some shit.
Oh, yeah, you would.
And Make-A-Wish Foundation.
Yeah, it's Make-A-Wish Foundation. This kid wanted me. I'm the Red Power Ranger on the show. And he wanted me to go on trick-or-treat. He lives here in Fresno, and the limo's not here because I'm obviously trick-or-treating. I'm just not going to go door-to-door in a limo. That's a long ways to walk.
Man, well, at least your kid had a costume. I think this little asshole, I think he was like 11 or 12, so he was old enough to be called a little asshole already.
Yeah.
Motherfuckers,
I've been tempted with my kid a couple times to call him a little asshole.
Close, right?
Oh,
it's just because he's little.
And he acts like an asshole.
We're all little assholes.
You don't want to do it.
It's like, Damien, come here. Damien, look at me. You know what, Dad? I got to tell you something.
What?
there's a big red angry bird, bigger than the regular red angry bird. I know that. I know that. But why aren't you listening to me? Huh?
Uh-huh.
That's
when you want to call him a little asshole.
Yeah, that's, I'm just like, a little asshole.
Okay, yeah. Well, I seen this little asshole walking around in like some fucking cargo khaki shorts and a gray sweatshirt, and this motherfucker was walking around with a pillowcase, no costume at all, just a kid in some shorts and a sweater, getting candy. You know what? I mean, I was dressed up for my niece. She was 3 years old.
And what were you dressed up as?
A chef.
Nice. That's cheap and easy to get.
Yeah, right?
Did you try and do the Swedish chef?
A couple times I did some accents. Yeah, I did a Spanish. But anyways, I'm a grown man. I went to go with my niece. She was dressed up. Everyone was dressed up. I wasn't even getting any fucking candy.
No.
And I look at this little shit walking around like with a thug walk too, with like a slant, like walking the houses like, you know, this motherfucker about to give me some motherfucking candy, you know what I'm saying? I'm about to hit this nigga with my pillowcase.
About to bag snatch, nigga.
Yeah, right? Like, I mean, and that's what I seen when I seen this little fucker. And I told him, I was like, hey, get a costume next year. He's like, fuck you. I was like, oh, wow, yeah, little asshole.
It's probably my little cousin. My bad.
Yeah, something else, though, man.
Uh-huh.
At least your kid had one. That, I can't stand that about fucking kids
nowadays. The kids nowadays, they don't even have one. Dude, when I was a kid, man, my mom cut up a shitty sheet. Like, it wasn't covered in shit, but I mean, it was just like an old sheet. She cut it up into fucking pieces, you know, like strips, and I was a mummy that year. That's how that worked.
That's what's up. That's how we roll.
Yeah, dude, and then one year, I wanted to be the Grim Reaper. I ended up, like, she got me, like, a black bathrobe and a hoodie and some white face paint and some black pants, and she was all, here, you're the Grim Reaper. Knock yourself out. Definitely. And I said, thanks, Mom. Yeah. That's awesome.
Like, my brother was a Dracula, and then a year later, I was that same Dracula.
Yeah.
And then a year later, my younger brother was that same Dracula. That's and the year after that, the youngest one was the Dracula. That Dracula was gone 4 years straight.
Yeah, yeah.
And you want to know what's funny is that people just probably kept thinking that, damn, this thing might really be a real vampire because he keeps getting younger and younger every time I see him.
Like the Curious Case of Benjamin Button over here.
Benjamin Button wasn't even out then.
Yeah.
You would have been the first case.
Yeah. Like herpes?
Yeah, like herpes. I'm just going to share it all like herpes.
I'm going to share my whole herpes.
You can have my herpes. I give it to you.
Who wants herpes? You want herpes?
I give you herpes.
It's for you.
So check it out. When I first met Hybrid here, he basically, he had this aura about him where it's like, this guy's done some things. Maybe good, maybe bad, I don't know. But he's seen some shit. He's done some things.
Those are the eyes of a wise man.
He's burned some bridges, you know, like some shit like that. So every once in a while, he would make a reference to something. And I would have to ask him, what are you talking about? And he would just go into the story that would explain it. And it would usually be the most ridiculous fucking story that I've ever heard. And I'd say, where did this happen? And his one answer was, Oklahoma. And I first thought, well, it's Oklahoma. It's a bunch of toothless white people being bored as fuck in the pathway of tornadoes.
That's like a safety word in some S&M, too.
Yeah.
Your ass beat too much.
And you're like, Oklahoma!
I know my ass is bleeding because I'm not wet. Oklahoma.
Oklahoma.
Yeah.
Oklahoma. So, every fucking story, every one of these, it's Oklahoma. And I'm thinking, did any of these possibly maybe happen in Florida? Because this sounds real Floridian. Nope, Oklahoma.
Floridian?
Yeah. Dude, Florida is a nexus for the retarded and stupid all on its own. It really is.
And the old.
And the old. Well, that's where old Jews go to die, is Florida. They want to be in a nice, warm, comfortable climate when they die.
Yeah.
Okay, born and raised here in Fresno, California, fucking 13 years old. I fucking moved to Wetumpka, Oklahoma.
Wetumpka?
Wetumpka. Wetumpka, 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 Oklahoma. Exactly. Google that shit. That's
funny. Would that be a Native American word?
Sounds like one.
I do believe so. I do not understand
like
the
like a chief's wife,
it.
Like a fat chief's wife.
This is
this is my wife, Wetumpka.
Oklahoma is known for Oklahoma is known for the five civilized tribes. The only two that I remember is Creek and Creek or Muskogee is the same thing.
How did they classify a civilized tribe and not eat their children? I mean, like, how did that happen?
No, they ate them in bowls with spoons.
Okay. and their pinkies were up when they ate their children.
And they had, like, a glass of tea with them.
I didn't pay attention in fucking in history.
But
I,
you do know a lot about Oklahoma, though.
Well, I know a little bit of Oklahoma. Not too much of Oklahoma history. I know a little bit of the Indian shit. The most thing that I've learned in Oklahoma was how to manufacture methamphetamines. And I can explain a little bit, not too much, about methamphetamines and methamphetamine production.
Well, let's clarify this right now, Brian. You don't do methamphetamines anymore.
No, I have been clean and sober for quite some time. I hardly have ever in my entire use of meth paid for methamphetamine, for crystal meth or crank, whatever you want to call
paid cash, sexual favors.
Right? Yeah, I was going to say prostitutes. Prostitutes can say the same thing.
Yeah, well, yeah, blowjobs and fucking handjobs are different.
Rusty trombones, that will cost you an easy... Yeah.
If it goes in your ear, it's not technically sex.
But, okay. But yeah, I start smoking pot in the fifth grade. Grew up in Fresno, I went to Oklahoma. And I started smoking pot on a daily basis. I moved back to California when I was 15 years old in Sacramento. I had snorted my first line of methamphetamines, and I had never done it again. I moved back to Oklahoma, and then I had hooked up with some cooks, and these guys needed help. And
Real quick.
Yeah.
Cook is street term for somebody who makes crystal methamphetamine.
Or manufacturers.
Because
or
I'm actually going to be a cook soon here, and
you are not,
and I am not making yet, so I will not be making methamphetamines. If you want a muffin with blueberries, maybe bacon in it, I can do that.
Now, I do not classify myself as a cook. I've never done the whole entire process by myself. And I'm not here to brag. I'm just here to tell you about my stories and my adventures of Oklahoma, which is all bad. So I go to Oklahoma. I go back to Oklahoma from Sacramento after using methamphetamines for my first time. And mind you, I snorted my first line of crystal meth or crank off of the back of a bottle of fucking Kessler fucking whiskey that I went and fronted for my dad's friend from the black guy across the street. Anyway, that's another funny story. I did that, and then I never used it again. I go back to Oklahoma, and then I start using it again. And the first time I really had stayed up, I stayed up for 2 weeks straight, nonstop, for 14 days, no shit, no lie. I had a Dremel tool and much of wood to carve. I never hallucinated. A lot of people hallucinate on methamphetamines. I never really hallucinated. One little quick story was we were walking back to my house with a buddy of mine. I won't say his name. We were walking in the alley, and he had sworn up and down that he'd seen a party in his girlfriend's backyard without him. He had got upset, blah, blah, blah. So I calmed him down, told him he was tripping. We went back to my house. I just said I didn't hallucinate. I take that back. I lied to you. I did hallucinate because I had seen red and blue flashing lights, but there was nothing there. Back at my house, back after I had convinced my buddy there was no party in the back of his girlfriend's house, we had made it to my house. We were in my house. I had sworn that I had seen red and blue flashing lights. He convinced me not, so I apologize. I lied to you. I had hallucinated off of methamphetamines. Dude, it's just... It was retarded. Oklahoma, from coming from Fresno, California, and moving to... Fresno, California population is right now currently almost 500,000. And then moving to a population of 1,400. Okay, 1,400 people. Now, you fart on one side of town, and you get to the other side of the town, and they're telling you how it smelled.
You're probably like the Fonz over there, huh?
So everybody knows everybody about everything. It's I could write a soap opera about it. Using back
that would be one hickey soap opera.
Yeah. A lot of cousin fucking.
It's really stupid. So I started using. I stayed up for 14 days for my very first time, and it was really really bad. I started robbing people, and just meth was real bad. I started using it for a very long time. It's just I can go on about. Cooking meth. Okay. I've almost blown up twice.
I would like to hear.
I heard that it's like an explosive thing to do, Cookman.
Now, see, okay, like I said, I've never.
Let's not get into descriptive details about it, but I mean, let's.
But it's like.
I need to hear how you almost blew yourself up.
You gotta be a chemist in order not to blow yourself up, right?
Okay, like, now, at this point in time, this was, I want to say, over 10 years ago, because this was before my first daughter was born. And at this point in time, pseudo-60s were legal in United States. I don't know what states they were illegal in. Anyways, Oklahoma, they made them illegal after a while. But at this point in time, they were still legal. In pseudo-60s, we were getting the Ephedrine or anhydrous out of. Like I said, I wasn't the exact chemist. I was just helping. You know what I mean? So we were...
You were Beaker. To the Bunsen.
Exactly.
And for the Muppet terminology.
So, we're cooking meth in this house that has no electricity and no water, and we are using propane-powered Coleman stoves.
Camping stoves.
For our heat. Okay, and you have to heat up fucking... You have to... You end up getting... Red phosphorus, it doesn't matter. You end up getting red phosphorus, you know, red devil lye, or fucking...
Chemicals and shit.
Chemicals, whatever, it doesn't matter. And
bunch of bad crap.
It was in the very back room, and I was in the living room, and then all of a sudden a fire had started in the room, in the lab. And I was in the living room, just watching out, and there was a fire, and everybody came out running out fire. But there was no water in the house. Luckily, a couple of days earlier, it had rained, and there's a bunch of water in the gutter out in the street. So, like, all four of us had ran out with, like, these 32-gallon big gulp fucking... There's no big gulp, but I'm just the equivalent of a big gulp fucking cup, and scooping water from the gutter to run back in to put out this chemical fire, which was all bad. We needed fucking dirt. You know what I mean? We're all tweaked out of our fucking mind. You know what I mean? Yeah, it was stupid. So we finally got the shovel and came in and started putting out this burnout fire, the burnout house. And we're like, what are we doing? Like, fucking stupid. And like, we didn't learn our lesson. I didn't learn my lesson, I should say. A couple months later, I'm with a totally different group and a totally different circle. And we're in a different house with electricity, with fucking everything, luckily. And we're doing it on the kitchen stove, the final process, and it overflows over to the flame underneath, and it starts a big old huge fucking fire. I mean, luckily there was no the first fire, there was explosives around and could really gotten seriously hurt. The second fire wasn't as bad, but still, I mean, drugs are bad, okay?
Yeah. Crystal meth's a hell of a drug. Yeah.
I mean, it's bad. I'm just
one of my former associates, dude, to comment on how bad crystal meth is. One of my former friends I went to high school with, I quit hanging out with this dude when I went into his house, and in his living room on cardboard while he was watching TV, he was also putting back together the Volvo station wagon motor
in
the living room. And I was like, dude, what the fuck are you doing? And he's like, I'm putting my motor back together. I said, why are you putting it back together? How are you going to get it back outside? And he's like, I'm going to put it back together, make sure it works. I'm going to turn it so it cranks and everything, make sure it all works, and I'm going to put it back outside. And I'm going to take it back apart, then I'm going to put it back. I said, how long of an ordeal is this going to be? 2 days.
Yeah.
And then I noticed on his door that used to have a window, there was newspaper over it, and I said, oh, this is bad.
Yeah,
this is very bad. So I quit hanging out with him real quick.
Yeah, that's the place to get out of.
Yeah.
I
don't know what happened to him.
I started
some bad things.
Yeah.
I started hanging out with people that were like extreme, like the people that I was hanging out with that was cooking meth at first weren't really that backwood. He was a welder. I won't say his name, whatever, whatnot. He lived right outside of town. He wasn't really that much of a oaky. He was oaky, but he wasn't too oaky. And then I started getting to know
the oaky okies,
the fools that wiped, from back to front. You know what I mean? Like,
that's an oaky thing?
With their hand.
You know what I mean? When you
with their bare hand?
Yeah, but when you wipe from back, I wish there was video so you can see this, from back to front.
Oh, yeah, he's giving it for those
you know, from like the side wipe.
The side wipe, like, the clean wipe.
These are straight oaky okies.
So they just had their balls smelled like shit.
My buddy, his dad, he was like really, really bad into cooking meth, and this is when we had started intravenously injecting methamphetamine. So
that's bad, dude. Like,
if you don't know the medical terms, I'm talking about fucking slamming crystal meth into my fucking veins. My buddy's dad was real bad into crystal meth, and he was out in the woods for 3 days. He was found with 88 ticks on his left and his right arms. He ended up with tick fever, and we had to ER him to the hospital. It was a very bad ordeal because he was out in the woods for 3 days with syringes and a lot of methamphetamines on him, and it was just a really bad ordeal. And I mean, for all you listeners, please, 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 please stay away from meth, crystal meth. Smoke pot, be happy. I mean, I'm not trying to promote pot, even if you don't... If you're going to do anything.
you know what's really funny is that for the acronym of this
just meth show, is bad.
The acronym of this show is THC, the Treehouse Chronicles, and we really haven't talked about weed that much.
Well, what's there to talk about other than its gloriousness?
Yeah, that's it.
I'm Hybrid. I'm a nice guy. I've been there. I've done that. I'm an old soul. I've got a lot of experience of meth, and it's bad. You know, I mean, I know you're not here to listen about meth. It's THC. It's pot.
No.
Treehouse Chronicles.
No, dude. You want to know what it is, man? It's just because I never lived down what you did, dude. And I like hearing about that crazy shit.
I never heard the wiping thing.
Yeah.
I've always heard never from the pooter to the cooter. You know what I'm saying?
Oh yeah, no, you wipe front to back.
Yeah, from the gooch to the taint, right?
The perineum.
The perineum.
Yeah.
From there all the way back, the cheeks and everything. It's just thoroughly wiped. Yeah. That just blew my fucking mind. I mean, come on.
Well, some of them do, like Oklahoma, like I've seen pictures. You know what I mean? Like I'm talking about it like it's some sort of crazy safari.
But yeah.
Like it's gnarly. Like it seriously is like another world.
Yeah, well that's one thing that besides like that languages differ, the way you clean your ass, obviously, because fucking styles of English and then I went to London, they got bidets. I was in a hotel room and I was like, what the fuck is this water fountain doing next to the toilet? And I was like, they wash their ass with some fresh water.
No, okay.
That's some pussy shit, in my opinion.
You feel me?
Okay,
I need material.
Yeah, from the pooter to the.
I don't even like it when I'm using a porta potty and I take a heavy dump and the water hits my asshole coming back.
Oh, out. That blue water?
I don't like that.
Oh, that's happened?
Yes.
Oh no, that's
it's happened to me. It's stricken me too. It's stricken me as well, and you know how much it sucks. You know the pain. And I know Brian knows the pain.
But splashback is bad.
Yeah.
The porta potty splashback?
Oh, dude, it's gruesome.
There's no coming back from that.
No, I gotta go. I gotta take a sick day.
You got it.
I gotta take a sick day and go home and take a Silkwood shower and just rock back and forth.
Maybe an oatmeal bath.
Ooh, oatmeal bath. Hell yeah.
That's funny.
But yeah. No, dude, like Oklahoma, man, like...
Oklahoma, it's not that bad. Besides, there are bad points and stuff. I had lots of fun in Oklahoma. I mean, if meth is bad, I just want to say that one more time. I'm sorry, but meth is bad. Anyways, there are Oklahoma is very, very beautiful country. Indians are very, very beautiful people. There's lots of stuff to do there. I mean, I don't know if anybody's into fishing. But it's crazy, crazy shit.
I like fishing.
I love fishing. I don't know if anybody's ever heard of noodling.
Ooh, noodling. I want a noodle.
Some people call it hillbilly fishing.
I'm about that.
I mean, it's a southern thing. I've done it once or twice.
Was it fun?
It's a very adrenaline rushing thing. It's not.
Does it hurt? Do they actually bite you?
Yes, they do. Yes, they do. They actually get you
about your elbow, right?
Yes, they do. Some of them are big enough to get up to your elbow. Yeah. You can get up to 150 pound blue. I do believe. I could be lying. Don't quote me on that. I'm a flat pan or panhead. Catfish and another type of
bluegill.
Catfish.
I only see bluegill. They're like little crappy fucking like deck of cards.
That's
fish.
What I'm saying. I could be lying, man. I'm not exactly sure the type of catfish.
You with that one.
I noodle my pinky for bluegill. It's a type of catfish.
It is a type of catfish, but they get fucking huge, man. And that's another thing that we had that I experienced in Oklahoma was noodling. And these fucking hillbillies, man, they would take me along these riverbanks, and they're like, "Yeah, take off your shoes, you know, wear your shorts, and fucking, just feel for holes." And I'm like, "What are you talking about, man?" And like, "Just feel for holes along the banks." You know what I mean? I'm like, "Okay." So we're fucking cruising along this fucking riverbank, blah blah. I'm like, "Hey, man, I feel a hole." And I'm like, "Dude, it's like 7 feet down, you know, because, you know, I'm like 6 feet tall." And I'm like, I'm kind of going down a little bit underneath, and I'm kind of feeling for holes with my feet. And I can feel it. And he's like, "All right, cool." He says, "Stay right there, my boy." He doesn't care. My boy Winston and my boy Zach. And then Winston Hanks. Brothers. Anyway, backwood-ass motherfuckers right there. So we chilling, and he's like, "Okay, check for a back door. Because these catfish, they spawn inside these big old holes up in the banks of the river or the lake, and so there could be a back door." Old boy checks the back door if there's a back door, and then you gotta like dive down in there. You got one boy holding your feet, and then you dive down in there and you grab that sumbitch by its gills. And then when you start shaking your feet, old boy pulls you up, and you're pulling up this 175-pound. That's a little bit exaggerating. The most common is like 90 to 110 to 120-pound catfish. That's like your average. You could be pulling fucking 150, 170-pound catfish. Like, that's big shit. I mean, like, that's real shit. Like, noodling was a very good experience for Oklahoma, but that was bad.
Can you imagine Ben Hanks noodling?
I never did it on meth.
Oh no, dude! My whole Oklahoma experience was the people I met. I love you guys. You know what I mean? I ain't listening or whatever. But you know,
how many of them do you think that you met? You think of them as grim as this may be? Do you think are either not in jail or still alive?
I still talk to quite a few of them, actually.
Dude, really?
Yes, I do. I still talk.
Are they still doing stupid shit?
No. A lot of them have actually moved from the town and are doing better for themselves. None of them are no longer in Wetumpka, and a lot of them have moved from there, quit using drugs, and have done better for their lives. And
maybe Wetumpka is just like a black hole.
That's
what it means in Indian.
Those who don't succeed.
Yeah, or maybe the wife of the chief was just a real fucking
lazy ass.
Yeah, just a real bitch.
Okay, well, if I know that's a very slim chance of this happening, but Andrew Atkins, I do believe that's your name, if you're fucking listening, bro, me and you went to Madison Elementary School, and we just so happened to move to the same fucking Wetumpka, Oklahoma town. And we called you. I'll just tell the story. Like I said, I grew up in Fresno, California. I went to Madison Elementary School. I'm not quite sure where that's at. If you're from Fresno, you're probably not. Anyways, it's a school here in Fresno. Like I said, Fresno population is 500,000. And I moved to this little small town of fucking 1,400 people. And my sophomore year there, in my math class, my name is called, and this other student, Andrew Atkins, he stands up, he says, "Hey," he says, "I know you," and I says, "I'm sorry, I don't know you, you have me mistaken," and he says, "No, didn't you go to Madison Elementary School in Fresno, California?" And I said, "Whoa, I recognize you, isn't your name Andrew Atkins? We called you Cum Bubble." The whole class started cracking up, and fucking, you know, the teacher was like, "Sit down, fucking Brian, sit down, you know, like, blah, 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 go to the office." You're getting SWATs, yeah, that's right, SWATs. Oklahoma's still just corporal punishment, fucking bitches. It's a very small world.
What about the giant Native American?
Indians are...
No, that one in specific.
What are you talking about?
The NDN.
Okay, I don't remember his exact name. It doesn't matter anyways, but...
No, just that whole thing.
What do you mean, my whole gel thing?
Just with NDN. Like, well, just describe that dude.
Well, Indians have a lot of pride of being Indian, I mean, which I respect.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, I respect, you know, fucking...
whoever, anyway, I don't even want to get into that. That's not why we're here. But Indians have a lot of pride, and I have met this one Indian fellow who had the letters NDN tattooed very big. I'm talking like maybe, I don't know, what is that, like 5 inches by like 3 inch, like 5 inch tall by like 3 inches fucking width, NDN on his neck. I don't know if it was in mirror image or not. I don't think it was in mirror image. It was to where, you know, to where you look at it, you know, you can see NDN, where he was very proud of being Indian. And this guy, well, I met him in jail.
But not proud of being fucking literate.
I'm just saying.
I'm joking. I'm Indian, too. Like, I got...
my daughter's Indian.
Yeah.
My ex-wife is Indian. I'm just, you know, I'm...
Yeah, it's I got funny some though. Indian in there somewhere.
He's proud to be Indian, but he's not proud that you don't know how to spell. He's well, very proud. He didn't even care.
Acronym.
Yeah.
But Oklahoma was a very...
Very Native American.
Not... Well, I can't so much say Native American experience. It was... Well, yeah, it was a Native American experience. I learned a lot about the Trail of Tears and whatnot, but it's just... Coming from Fresno, California, going to Wetumpka, Oklahoma, it's just drama, and drugs. Because me being me, I was with the wrong crowd. I feel if I was with the right crowd, I would have had a different experience. I might even still be there in Oklahoma, but I don't regret anything that I have done.
I was going to say, would you rather be here or in Oklahoma?
I would rather... Oh, dude, I love Fresno. I came back to... me going to Wetumpka, Oklahoma for that 10 years that I was there made me appreciate Fresno, California for the shittiest that it is. I come back and I tell friends, oh my God, I love Fresno. I love Fresno. And all my friends are like, I can't stand it. How could you fucking stand it? And I'm like, dude, go to Wetumpka.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Go to Wetumpka for 10 years and come back and you'll understand where I'm coming from. And it's just, you have to go there to experience it. It's just too, I don't know. I just can't, from cooking meth to, it was just all bad. It was just nothing but a bad experience. Cooking meth, putting meth in my veins, snorting meth, fucking doing coke, fucking.
Like, what kind of shit did you see on a daily basis? That didn't involve math.
That didn't
involve... Yeah, like stupid shit. Like dumb white people things.
Like the ass wiping?
Yeah, like the ass wiping.
Okay. Well, it's, everybody was on meth, okay? So I had, there's an abandoned bar on Main Street there. And I was on meth, I was high on meth. And I went and pilfered this abandoned bar. I had found... like maybe four, I don't know how many boxes of clay pigeons, and you know everybody in Oklahoma's got fucking weapons. So I mean, all my buddies had shotguns, and luckily enough, my buddy had a clay pigeon shooter, and I found like 400 or 500 clay pigeons.
Oh, that's a fun afternoon.
Exactly, you know what I mean. So we all fucking all go do a bunch of meth, and then we go out to Sesakwa, Oklahoma. Look that up, Google it, whatever. Anyways, and
Oklahoma, state of weird city names.
And you know, we just fucking shoot clay pigeons for the day. Another day, let's see, fucking
the Indian orgy of names.
Indians are something else, especially the Oklahoma Indians. They start drinking alcohol, and it's like fire water. Like, they want to fight. I mean, you think Mexicans want to, like, carry knives and stab people or whatever. Indians
tomahawks and want to scalp people.
Indians are crazy, man. Like, it's just Staginis and fucking, I don't know, that's like...
So you're saying Native America, some Indians are hot-tempered.
Yes.
Oh, hot-tempered, yes. And rageful.
Oh, yes. It's very, very much so. I mean, they're just, I don't know, it's something else. Once they start drinking alcohol...
All bets are off.
They become somebody else. I can't even explain it. They're just, you know, from one minute they're your friend to another minute...
They're trying to choke the life out of you, the white devil.
Exactly. I mean, I mean, fuck, that was, I had nothing to fucking do with that. I, you know what I mean? I was...
Yeah, you're Greek and Armenian.
Exactly. I mean, even so, even the Americans that are still here, that was fucking how many years ago?
Yeah.
I mean, that wasn't, I'm sorry, fuck.
I mean, come on, man.
I apologize.
Yeah, you guys got casinos.
You ever notice, though, like, because they were trying to do this new proposition, man, and for the casinos, they're trying to tax them, like, some of these casinos don't get taxed, they're not taxed, and so they're trying to tax them, and then they have the props for saying no on that proposition, right, saying, don't charge us more money, we can't pay, and every single Indian that came on there was overweight.
Yeah.
I was like, come on, guys. You could have got at least one hungry looking one. Like, you guys
I mean,
tax them, okay?
I'm sorry. I've been to a couple Indian reservations. I'll say I've been to the Fort Hall Indian Reservation in Idaho. Drove through. It's kind of like you blink and you'll miss it. You know, you basically just have to take, you know, the highway that goes through Fort Hall from Blackfoot to Pocatello.
There's a lot of Indian casinos in Oklahoma, you know? I mean, a lot of people do that shit. I mean, Oklahoma spent a lot of money in those damn casinos. My fucking ex-wife did, and she didn't really make too much, but they do. They make a lot of money off that. It's good, though. Fuck it. Why not?
Well, they are deserved the entire land.
Except for like Texas and New Mexico and states of California, we all know who that belongs to.
Oh yeah,
the Dutch,
the Vikings,
the Vikings. Exactly, the Dutch are here before everybody else. But then they said, "No, we don't want it. We'll go back."
What race was the Flintstones? Were they a bunch of white people, or like, because they were all kind of monotone? I think there was a black guy on there.
I don't think I ever saw a black guy. There was never a black dude on the Jetsons, was there? Unless the robot was the black person. But
oh, like, she kind of did look like Aunt Jemima. Ooh. Like with the collar and
the bonnet and the apron.
The bonnet and the, yeah, she kind of had that Aunt Jemima look.
They
just made her a robot.
That's good.
But no, that's a good one. Like the Indians, though, they had a lot of this land.
Yeah, like I don't know. I can care less, because you want to know what? I'm sitting in a treehouse right now. and you want to know? And that's fine.
Yeah, I'm okay. Yeah.
But yeah, Oklahoma, fucking. It was good. It was a learning experience. I didn't do as well as I thought I had was supposed to have done. I'm glad if I would have done it over, I would never have changed anything, to be honest with you. I'm glad I know the things that I know. Oklahoma was just Oklahoma. Fucking people there are honestly great, but if you hook up with the wrong people, it could be all bad. And it's just, you know, I can go on and on about stories.
Yeah, give me one.
Well, okay. At the time of, before the first time that I almost blew up in the house when I had to run outside and get water from the fucking ditch with the big
that gold. Made the fire worse.
that made the fire worse, exactly. Before that had happened, my first wife was about 7 or 8 months pregnant, and she was home, didn't know where I was. I was with my friend, and we were at the meth house, and she knew where I was, but she didn't know that I was on top of the roof, because I was so tweaked out. I was on top of the roof, and my ex-wife was knocking on the door, crying, wondering where I was, and me and my friend were just on top of the roof, like, peeking over the what do you call the eve? Is it the eve?
I don't know if it's the eve. I think the eve is the thing that hangs over.
Oh yeah, that's right. Yeah, the eve. Well, the eve that hangs over the porch, I guess. Mm. Whatever. Anyways, we're hanging over the porch on the roof, and I was just laughing at her and laughing. At this point in time, it's very sad. You know, I really feel horrible. I really do. But at that point in time, it was just the most funniest thing. I don't know why I was just so spun out, and she was wondering where I was. She thought I was with some other fucking some other bitches and doing dope and stuff, and she was crying and bawling. I just thought it was the funniest thing. It was horrible. And
she left. I didn't go. Another really, really, really bad story was I had been up for a couple of days, and my first wife, again, she was pregnant, and she was finally in labor. The hospital was actually in Ada, Oklahoma, which is 40 miles away from Wetumpka, Oklahoma, and my wife was rushed over to Ada in the ambulance, which, you know, it's pretty, you know, it's 40 miles away on these fucking back roads that are hella twisty, turny, up and down, because they're not like freeways, they're almost like turnpikes or whatever. You gotta pay for the turnpike or toll pike or whatever the fuck it's called, I don't remember, it was so long. Anyways, I at this point in time, I was so fucking tweaked out, I had robbed my mother-in-law of the brand new PlayStation 2 and 165 5 milligram Valium, and I'm running around town, and I'm passing out Valium like fucking candy. I'm eating it like candy. I'm fucking smoking them. I'm snorting them. I'm just doing all kinds of stupid fucking shit with Valium. Trading them for crank. Trading them for pot. Crushing them up. Smoking them in joints with fucking pot. You know, it's stupid. I'm 17 years old, mind you. And,
in Oklahoma.
And, you know, it's now, like I said, now I look back and it's just stupid. Anyways. My mom finds me. Luckily, my mom's taking care of me because, you know, it's her fucking motherly duty, I guess. You know, I would do the same for my kid. She finds me passed out in my buddy's house. She gets me in her car somehow. I don't remember. I'm so fucked up on all these drugs. And she takes me to Ada, you know, 40 miles away. And I'm passed out in the back of her car. And my ex-wife is in labor having my first child, and she still hasn't had the child. I'm passed out in the back. My mom runs out to the parking lot and throws a bucket of ice on me. I wake up, and I don't remember any of this, but she tells me this, and I wake up, and I have both of my hands in the air, flipping her off with both of my fingers, saying, "Fuck you, bitch," to my own mother. I mean, to this, I say again, to this, I feel like such a fucking asshole. You know, it's my mom. How could you ever do that to your fucking mom? But anyways, I was so fucked up, I didn't even realize it. I mean, that's just my experience. I was so fucked up. I pass back out. I wake up hours later. Luckily, my child still hasn't been born yet. I get to witness my child being born. I wake up. I go inside. There's fucking my child's being born. There's a C-section. There's blood everywhere. I'm there. Fucking. I was there. Luckily, I was there, and I got to witness my child being born. But the point is, it's just Oklahoma, man, being in a small town, it really makes you do small things. You're so bored, and there's nothing to do, and you get in such trouble, and I can...
Maybe that statement is true, that the idle hands are fucking the devil's playground or whatever the fuck that is.
Yeah,
I mean, because as small as Fresno is, like, I've never really been tempted to fucking do even...
And you can only masturbate so much.
Oh, no.
It's
like, I can do a lot of that.
Well, I'm just saying, like, idle hands.
Yeah.
You get a rug burn on that shit.
Ooh, yeah.
It's bad. It's just...
Whoever's listening is going to need to take a nice hot shower.
We'd be up for days, and people are so trustworthy in this town that they would go into the store for a half hour and leave their cars running. You know what I mean? And nobody would steal their car. And yeah, that's fine, and whatnot. So what I'm getting at is they're so trustworthy. This one old man, he would always park his truck at home, and he would leave an ice chest in the back of his truck, and there'd always be at least two 30 packs, so 30 to 60 beers. And fucking poor old man, we'd always go and steal all his fucking beer and just get drunk. It was just such a trustworthy town, and people there they're.
How many times did you guys do that? Probably after a while, he was just buying you guys beer.
Exactly. You know, and it's horrible. The shit that fucking, it's just a small, backwood-ass fucking country fucking town that fucking... I will give it one good thing, though, that is different from Fresno. Here in Fresno, if you are to go and get into a fight with somebody, the first thing, most likely, they're going to pull out a fucking gun. In Oklahoma, the first thing they're going to pull out is their fucking fist. And that one thing I do appreciate about Oklahoma. We will straight fist fight. And I'm not about pulling a gun. And I mean, that's...
I'd rather just rock, paper, scissors it. I mean, because that's... Rochambeau is the easiest and most civilized way to handle any disagreement. I mean, really. Like, if a dude pulls a gun, if I'm cussing a guy out and he pulls a gun, I'm just going to be like, no.
No, dude, that...
Not now.
Like I said, Rochambeau. No, like I said, you're dealing with backward ass motherfuckers, dude. I'm talking about Rochambeau, not backward. We're gonna fight. We're going out in the dirt road, like fucking, like my Uncle Matt. If I, like, when I was like 14 years old, I was fucking up. You know what I mean? Like, hey, dude, we're gonna have to take you out in the dirt road and fuck you up. Like, for real. Like, I'm not even playing. Like, hey, you're fucking up in school. Your mom's complaining, like, fuck, you know, because my dad wasn't around.
Yeah.
Your mom's saying you're fucking up in school. You've already gotten SWATs. We're going to have to take you out and fucking fuck. And
SWAT you ourselves.
And that's what happened, man.
The school's only allowed a certain amount of SWATs per week. And they're pushing that limit with you.
Yeah.
So we're just going to SWAT you in our driveway.
You owe SWATs.
Yeah. Yeah, you owe you're in debt SWATs.
Yeah.
You got to. A deficit of SWATs
and an ass will be coming your
way. Yeah, so you can either take that deficit of SWATs over a lot of period of time, or you can just cash all that in for this ass woman that's going to be dealt to you at the end of this driveway
as soon as you get out this fucking car.
But first, I'm not going to stop swinging this toaster until it lands with your skull.
What's the weirdest thing you've ever been smacked with?
See, Hybrid here just perks up and he's thinking.
Like, what's the weirdest thing somebody ever fucking hit you with? I got a good one. What's the weirdest thing somebody ever just whooped the shit out of you and just gave you a good mean whacking one? You're like, what the fuck, really? You're going to hit me with a mop fucking handle?
I got one. I
walked up to, I don't give a fuck, his name is Jeff Elmasian, tool boy, Fresno, California. Fuck that punk ass bitch. I walked up to that motherfucker and I straight smacked him with it might not sound much to much, but anyways. I walked up to him and smacked him with $4,000 cash. Okay, alright. The next year he walked up to me and smacked me with $2,000 cash. So that's probably about the weirdest thing I've ever been smacked with. $2,000 cash.
How about you, Wagga?
I gotta say, man, one time my mom threw a coffee mug at me.
Just threw a coffee mug at me.
That was thrown at you, not smacked.
Oh, smacked?
Yeah, smacked.
Smacked? Yeah. I can honestly say, like, the weirdest thing, really hard.
My dick?
No. No, that was child's play compared to the other smack.
I'm piecing it together.
No.
His piece, your face.
No, dude, actually it was probably an iron skillet when I was a kid.
You got smacked with an iron skillet? What the fuck?
Yeah.
Where are you, by the way? You are?
No, not in the head, man, but
where? Even if it's an iron fucking skillet, where do you get hit with it? It's not fucked up.
Yo, I know. I just got smacked in the ass.
By who? Your mom?
Yeah.
Oh, no.
But you know what's fucked up, though, is that I was squirming, and on the second time, that was the second time she hit me in the small of my back.
Oh.
And I did that.
I lost your hair and shit?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that's terrible.
it was fucking, I remember that shit.
Oh, man.
And the one thing my mom said, that's why you don't squirm.
That's why you don't squirm.
That's why you don't move.
I was trying to hit you in that spot where your lungs aren't.
Yeah, exactly. I'm trying to not hit you in the kidneys.
You catch blood later?
I'm just trying to
not tell nobody.
Yeah.
I'm just trying to dislocate a shoulder.
What have you been smacked with?
Oh, I was getting an argument.
I think I know this.
Which one was it?
Flute?
The flute. Yeah, the flute. Yeah, I had this flute that this one guy we know, Nick Greer. I don't know if you've ever met him. Cool guy, man. And we met this guy.
We'll have him on in like a month, dude.
Yeah, he made this flute out of this bamboo stick, right? And it worked. Like, this motherfucker played. And I had it in my room. And I don't know why this bitch thought it was a good idea to swing this fucking flute at me. But it's bamboo. That shit is fucking pretty hardcore.
It's like a kendo stick.
It's like a kendo stick. The motherfucker was like 3 feet long, maybe a little longer, right?
Like a kendo stick.
Yeah, and this bitch swings it. And I didn't fucking see it at first. All I heard was a... the fucking flute going by, and the fucking wind was getting blown, and then I turned and bow right on my shoulder. I was like, "Are you fucking?" And then another one, bow. I was like, "Oh my god!"
Quick
a flute.
Quick little story. Kendo stick. Okay, a buddy of mine is a police officer, so he has a bulletproof vest. We were at a 4th of July party of his. He also has a kendo stick. I had put on his bulletproof vest. And I had asked him to hit me in the chest with his kendo stick. Okay? So I have on his bulletproof vest, and I am kneeling. Okay, I have two buddies holding my
arms, one on each side, you know, one buddy holding my right arm, one buddy holding my left arm, and they're holding it back, and I have my chest straight out in front of me with my, either it was my right or my left leg out in front of me, you know what I mean? Like, I'm ready, like, I'm boom, like, my chest is sticking straight out, my cop buddy's got the fucking kendo stick in his hand, I'm ready to take this fucking hit to the chest, man, like, I'm pumped, I'm fucking ready, he fucking swings back, pow, hits me in my fucking chin, my chin, I apologize, my shin, I'm a little buzzed, my shin, yes, he hits
that
me,
that still fucking sucks,
he hits me, in the, yeah, not in my face, thank God, I think, thank you, not yeah, in my face,
not the money maker,
yeah. Not the money maker, he hits me in my shin, but still, that fucking hurts, I apologize, dude, take a full swing with a kendo stick to the shin, and you will be in some pain.
Do you think he did that on purpose?
I don't. Yeah. Oh, it was totally set up. It was buttons
did it on purpose.
Oh, dude, it was totally.
Camera was rolling in
there. It was not buttons. Buttons was there. Buttons was there. But yes, I apologize for saying chin. I'm a little buzzed, but my shin, dude, my shin was fucked up, man. Kendo stick to the shin,
See, that's a weird thing to be hit with, right there.
I know how you feel.
That's a legitimate weapon.
Yeah.
That's like getting hit with a nunchuck. Like, man, I got smacked with a nunchuck the other day. Like, who the fuck did you run into?
Yeah, Bruce Lee.
zombie Bruce Lee come back? Michelangelo?
Right on, yeah.
You ran into the Orange Ninja Turtle or something? The fuck? Who do you run into to get hit with a nunchuck? Yeah, a flute. That was a good one. My mom broke a broom over my back one time.
Ooh, nice.
Hit with a flute and a broom.
Yeah, she was sweeping and I was in there being a little shit. And she just first instinct. I didn't think she meant to break it because she really didn't hit me that hard. It was just like zero gravity where she smacked. You know what I'm saying? Perfect spot.
Yeah.
It was broken. And then once I seen it broke, I was like, oh.
Milk it.
Like a cat.
Yeah.
This
milk it like a mammoth.
When I was maybe, I don't know, 7 or 8 years, younger than that, 6 or 7 years old, I had a bean bag for my first time, a bean bag. If you've ever had a bean bag, there's a double zipper on a bean bag. You have to open it one way, and there's another zipper underneath it, and you have to open it the other way, and there's just a bunch of fucking, like, broken up styrofoam balls in it, okay?
Yeah.
And then I set it down in my bedroom, and I opened up both zippers, and from the top bunk, I jumped down from the top bunk onto the beanbag. Bro, those fucking things went everywhere. The moral of the story is my stepmother came in with her fucking slipper and beat the fuck out of me with her slipper. So, I guess, you know, I've been beat with a slipper.
That is some beating worthy shit.
It's all the other way, all soft. It's all
when people ask me what's that mark in my eye right here. Waco, you've asked me what that mark in my that's from my fucking
that's step, slipper.
That's the slipper from the my stepmother. Slipper
fucking slit your eyebrow.
No. Look at my. That red.
There's
a red spot in right there in my eye. It's from my stepmother. I mean, I love you, mommy. I really do. I love you. Don't trip. I fucked up. You know, I love you.
Should have jumped on the beanbag.
I should have
closed my eyes when I was getting smacked in the face with a slipper.
But yeah, a slipper and what did I say before?
$2,000 cash.
And $2,000 cash. That motherfucker.
And a kendo stick.
And a kendo stick. Yeah, kendo stick's not that weird, but $2,000 cash, a slipper.
I know you got another one.
Oh, dude. Ah, shit. Well, I don't think it counts if my sister jumped on my back and, like, stabbed me with a Crayola color pencil.
Wait a minute, what do I got here? An iPhone 4? Josh just got hit with an iPhone 4.
I can put that on the list. He came across too. Like he didn't even hit the cheek that was facing him. He came across to the other cheek.
The eastbound facing cheek.
You couldn't even turn the other cheek because he smacked that one.
Yeah, I know.
That's a good one.
Oh shit! The weirdest thing, man. I've been hit with those giant like plush koi fish. I've been smacked in the face with one of those.
Oh yeah, like the Bam Margera shit.
No, dude. Like
giant koi fish, like a fucking jackass. Snuff.
It's stuff like a giant plush one. Real fish?
No.
Crazy. Oh, I apologize.
I have been hit with a real fish in the face.
Who hit you?
fucking Jose.
Oh, well, see? That's a good one.
Going fishing.
A live fish.
He just smacked me in the butt.
That's hilarious.
I that shit sucked because I hadn't shaved in a couple days.
No, so it dug in there?
Yeah, there was like fish shit all up in the face. It was bad, dude.
Oh, one time Zach was coming to the car wash, him and my boy, and fucking he was smoking some bowls in there, and so he fucking I tell him, you know, roll down the window. So I guess he thought that I wanted to, you know, hit the bowls. So he rolls down the windows, and I take this soapy ass mitt that I have, right, and he's passing me the bowl, and I know this sounds fucked up now. I smacked him across his face with this soapy ass sponge, and like water, like it was like a lot of water, soap all in his eye, in his mouth, all in his nose, right, all in his car, like all around him. And Mark was sitting there and didn't get one drop on Mark. I think he had a little bit on his pants. Fucking scene just started busting up laughing. Zach's still like passing me the bull, like,
oh, he's so like take the shit.
And I was like, no thanks. And he rolls the window up, face full of soap, dude. Hilarious.
Oh shit.
He was like, oh, you want to hit this? And fucking rolls his window down now.
Dude.
He takes him for the team.
Zach does.
Yeah.
He's
one of those.
We might need to get Zach on here at some point.
Definitely got to get Zach on here.
Is that, what about Tyler?
Tyler, I'll do both of them. Hey, guys! It's me, Zach and Tyler!
It's more like... No, it's actually more like... Hi, guys! Hey. I'm Zach and or Tyler.
See, no, you got a little
what
more.
What are you doing?
Oh, yeah, it was a little it's bit more.
Yeah, you got a little more. Hey,
like no, it's more like, hey, what's up, guys?
Yeah.
Let's party. Like it's like, okay, you like to party?
Yeah, of course I do. Who doesn't?
I'm like, I don't know. Yeah, and I'm sounding.
I don't
cool
love the party.
Party sounds cool to me. And right now,
no, let's just crack open some beers and play some cards.
Oh yeah.
Man.
Well, they're twins, though. They're twins.
Yeah, they're twins, and it's fantastic.
You want to hear a funny twin story with him?
Yeah.
Fucking.
This involves both of them.
St. Patrick's Day, right? Me and Zach go out to this party, right? This big party thrown by some fucking pure-blooded Irishes, right? It's actually the Sweeney family threw this party, and really, you know, well-known family. Great party. Anyways, we're there, and we meet these girls. And so Zach ends up, you know, messing with one of them. Mind you, this girl is a pretty hefty girl. And so, and technically, it was the day, before St. Patrick's Day, because St. Patrick's Day was a Monday. So this party they have still on the Sunday, the weekend still. And so he ends up sleeping with this girl. Anyways, the next day, he's too hungover to go out with us on St. Patrick's Day. So Tyler comes out with us, right? Zach was with me at first. Tyler comes out with me St. Patrick's Day. We go to the bar. And we run in, well, I run into the girl that Zach had sex with and one of her friends. And they stop me and they're like, hey, you know, what's going on? And I'm like, oh, hey, what's up? And she was like, what the fuck's up with your friend? I was like, I don't know. What's wrong with him? Well, fuck, I just said hi to him right now and he just dissed me, like, and I was like, what? Really? And I go, well, that's not Zach. I go, that's Tyler. I go, remember we told you you had a twin brother? She's like, no, you guys are messing with me. I go, no, that's his fucking twin brother right there. She goes, and so I go up to Tyler. I'm like, Tyler, hey, what happened? He goes, I don't know. This fucking fat chick comes up to me and is like, hey, what's up? Like, all close to me, and I was like, what's up? And just, like, walked around her.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, man, that's hilarious. I was like, and she... mistaken identity to the fullest, man. She was like, this asshole didn't even say hi to me. And I was like, no, that's his twin brother. Like, that's not even fucking...
That's not even what you're about.
She's like, you guys are fucking lying to me. I was like, I swear.
I thought she was playing.
She thought I was fucking making a joke on her. And I was like, no, I swear. She's fucking... That's
no,
him.
That's someone else.
Yeah, that was a good... It was a good mistaken identity story. Those twins, man. They're classic, though. They're classic for those stories.
Oh, yeah. No.
Zach and Tyler. I can't tell you which one I met, but I know I met one of them, maybe even both.
And tell me they don't say, hey, what's up, Harvard? How are you doing? Hey, long time no see, man. Let's get high.
Let's play some guitar.
I'm on the bass. I got to keep that bass line down.
I'm just going to be jabbing the bass.
Dude, these guys, man, they love to dance, but they have no fucking rhythm, I swear.
They look like redheaded, like motherfuckers.
No, yeah, they're like borderline gingers. They know I love them, but they're borderline gingers.
so they have like half a soul.
Yeah, but they're the daywalkers. There's that tinge of brown in their hair.
Yeah,
it's the daywalkers.
Yeah.
But you know what gives them away is when they grow facial hair, they should go fire red, like orange.
Yeah,
classic Irish people.
I haven't been around them too much.
No, they're good guys.
Oh, yeah. No, they're funny, I know, fucking good guys.
Yeah, they're classic guys, yeah. But, Mistaken Identity was a good one. Twins, man. That's got to be fun. Right? Have a twin.
Oh, hell yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah. Dude, fuck, dude. Oh, my God. If I had a twin, oh, my God. Fuck.
You don't need a twin. Oh, you just got brothers. You're good. You're straight. I got a sister. That ain't no twin.
Yeah, she doesn't look anything like it.
No, nothing like me. Nothing.
Yeah, it's all bad.
That's awesome.
All right, so, so I think we can conclude fully that Oklahoma is a horrible place.
I just don't
want to go to Oklahoma.
What it was, he has the words of a wise man. He don't regret one thing he's ever done because he learned things from them. So Oklahoma is obviously, check it out, a really wise place. That's where he grew really wise. Like, he learned a lot of his life lessons from living there. And you know what I'm saying? It's like, it had to be an Indian town, man. There's like, Indians are all about wisdom and fucking learning how to not do shit. Learn the hard way. You want to figure out how to survive in the wilderness? Take your ass out there with a knife and it's on your, you're on your fucking spirit walk. You're fucking
tripping peyote.
Yeah, you come back in 3 years and then you're a grown man and fucking better be wearing some bear skin or something.
Well, trust me,
you grow wise in some fucked up shit.
I have just as much good things as I do bad things to say about Oklahoma. I mean, today, unfortunately, I just wanted to get the bad things off my chest first. I mean, because that's, you know, I mean, to me, I think that might have been more appealing to the audience of the drug abuse and things of that nature and that sort. I mean, I don't know. I mean, we're not all about drugs here at fucking THC Podcast, even though it's fucking THC Podcast. But anyways.
Treehouse Chronicles. No, this is admissible in court.
None of it, motherfucker.
None of it.
We've researched and we've learned that none of it. Yeah. None of it. It's called Future of the Mind, man. Just imagine it.
Yeah, we're lying about everything.
Right?
I mean, I have...
It's an illusion.
Oklahoma is... In my experience, it was very... Fuck, man. It was very fucked. I do wish I had never went there, but I went there, and I don't regret it. I learned a lot. I wouldn't be who I am today and know what I know today. I mean,
you wouldn't be a street savvy, that's for sure.
For sure, and I wouldn't be... I do miss Oklahoma from now and again. I mean, just Oklahoma is a wonderful state. Don't get me wrong. I love Oklahoma. I represent. I will Oklahoma to the fullest. I mean, I love it.
What about the people, the inhabitants of Oklahoma?
Now, see, there's it depends. It really depends.
Are we talking like Oklahoma City?
No, are we talking
like backwoods?
I really wasn't in Oklahoma City. I was more in backwood Oklahoma.
Yeah, how many metropolitan areas are there in Oklahoma?
Tulsa and Oklahoma City.
Just two?
As far as I'm concerned.
So did you ever visit either one of them?
I visited more of Tulsa than I did of Oklahoma
City. Okay, now compared to the metropolitan areas in California, what could you compare Tulsa to?
I would compare Tulsa to...
Like population and size-wise.
You know, I do not know the exact facts. I can't lie to you.
From what you saw.
From what I saw, I would say Tulsa is in between Fresno and Sacramento.
Wow.
It's a little bit bigger than Fresno, but it's a little bit smaller than Sacramento. You know what I mean?
Okay, but then again,
enough for a superhero.
But you know what I mean. But then again, they say
they're only in the metropolitan areas.
Yeah, but that's only you know, minor league superhero. You know what I mean? He has to be drafted into the higher superhero cities.
You can do wonderful things in Oklahoma. It's just who you decide to.
They made a great deal about it.
And I decided to hang out with the wrong crew, and I was in the methamphetamine game, which is all bad.
It's a hell of a drug, we discussed.
Yeah, we've already been through all that.
It's a hell of a drug.
It's all bad. I mean, Oklahoma's cool. Don't get me wrong. Go there, visit it, check it out, man. Just be about it, though. Don't be about what I was about. You know, be, you know.
Well, I think if you're just going to go visit, I don't think you're just going to go visit and then be like, hey,
let's do some drugs.
If I do go to Oklahoma, I'm not going straight to Wautumpka.
Wautumpka. Yeah, you know, go check out Oklahoma City. Go check out Bricktown.
Wautumpka. Bricktown. You get high as eagle.
Bricktown in Oklahoma City is fucking awesome. Check that shit out. I highly plug that shit. It's fucking, it's great. You know, it's good shit. I mean, but in my experience, I really grown up. I'm fucking 20 years old, and I did a lot of growing up in Oklahoma. It really changed my life. I miss it, really, you know, from time to time. But anyways, point being, fucking Oklahoma's a hell of a drug.
Oklahoma's a hell of a drug. Well, fuck, I really think that's a good note to go out on. Yeah, Oklahoma's a hell of a drug. So, Hybrid, where can we find you,
sir?
If we want to hear more ramblings,
You can find me on Twitter, Hybrid. Fucking, that's my tweet. Fucking
Twitter handle.
Hybrid. That's where you can find me.
How do you spell that?
H-Y-E-B-I-R-D. You know, H-Y-E. That's not H-I-G-H or H-I. That's H-Y-E, motherfucker. I'm Armenian. All right? You know what I mean? Those for you who don't know.
Well, if anyone lives in L.A., they know damn well.
Yeah, right. And I can tell by the strong stench of cologne that you are Armenian. Real quick.
Hi is the Armenian word for Armenian. But anyways,
it's secret code to let each other know.
They call me Hybrid. Hybrid at Twitter. You can follow me there. You can also follow Waka 420 on Twitter as well.
Yeah. Oh, and also, ladies and gentlemen, the Treehouse Chronicles has its own Twitter. To let you know, it is at THC Podcast on the Twitter place. Check it out. I'll announce new episodes that come out. You know, update pictures of the treehouse that we're remodeling. Bluebin here got a whole bunch of egg crates that we're going to put up, dampen the sound. I bought
soundproof
more
this bitch.
I bought more insulation. There's much more plywood and plexiglass to be purchased.
I'm going to paint a flower over here.
You're going to put a flower?
Yeah.
I'm going to paint a beach scene on this wall. A nice beach scene, so that way if I really want to, I can set two beach chairs and get a bucket of Coronas.
Can I graffiti one wall?
I'm gonna wear a single suit, just like a leotard, like a real tight one. And I'm gonna paint my profile, my body profile right here. So you can see my lump and everything like that.
Oh, like an Alfred Hitchcock.
But I'm gonna push my stomach out all the way.
So a silhouette.
Yeah. It's gonna be gorgeous.
I need a shovel, but I can dig it.
Well, alrighty then.
Well, fucking A, as somebody said in Grapes of Wrath, Dust Bowl, Smust Bowl, we ain't moving to California.